Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue in the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ, we're on the topic of choosing satisfying words. The writer of Proverbs talks about the being satisfied by the fruit of our lips, by the words from our mouth, by the words we use, we're able to reap a harvest of contentment, a harvest of satisfaction. There's really no better place to start than to learn to be satisfied by the Word of God. To allow God's Word to fill us. See, as we deliberately choose God's Word, as we allow His Word to be planted in our life, we have an opportunity to learn satisfaction, to practice satisfaction, and to share satisfaction. One of the lessons that I learned growing up on a farm was that if you want a harvest of something, you have to plant the seeds for that thing. If I want cauliflower, it does me no good to plant bean seed, no matter how much of it I plant. If I want sweet corn, it does me absolutely no good to plant seeds for red beets, no matter how many of them I plant. And so many times we live life wanting satisfaction, wanting contentment, but those aren't the seeds that we're planting. When God says you can be sure of this, that whatever you reap, so that also will you reap. When we apply that a lot in our giving, our money, our financial dealings, of being generous toward God, being generous towards others, but it's a principle that goes well beyond that. The words that we use are seeds that we sow. And sometimes when we don't like the words that are constantly coming at us from other people, it might be a good idea to stop and consider, are those words the fruit of what you've sown? It's not always the case. There are people that are just mean-spirited and angry, and they're going to use words directed toward anyone and everyone that would not be satisfying words. But sometimes the words that are used toward us and about us and in our presence are the words that we've sown the seeds for. As a person involved in ministry, and there are settings that I can walk into and the language changes. There might even be people that say, preacher's here, can't talk like this anymore. It's not that I've told them they can't. But it's a life that has planted seeds that there's an awareness that that's not appropriate. And I often wonder if those that are bombarded. And I'm not talking again about strangers. I'm talking about acquaintances. Do they change their language because you've planted seeds of what's appropriate or not? Or have you planted seeds that you're okay with whatever words they use? It doesn't dry it all up. I worked for a couple years on a commercial roofing crew, and believe me, the language was shocking at times, to say the least. And even they tried to moderate it to some extent because of the seeds that I was planting, but there had already been so many seeds in their life that there was only so much they could do in a short amount of time. Obviously, other than turning to God and allowing Him to transform everything about them. But as we think about satisfying words, it's easy to think about words that satisfy us. We kind of long for those. The well done, the good job, the keep it up, the I'm praying for you, I appreciate what you did. The words that satisfy us are typically words that encourage us, words that build us up, words that speak well of who we are and what we've done. And as we consider the whole reaping and sowing principle, the question becomes, how much are you using those words to others? God says that the words that we use ought to be that which is beneficial to us? Well, not exactly. He says to those that hear them. Now, obviously, we probably hear our own words, whether we listen to them or not. But when we think about satisfying words, do we use words on a consistent basis that bring satisfaction to those who hear us? Or do we use words that bite and devour, as the scripture might say, that tear down rather than build up? You see, it all begins by learning to be satisfied with the Word of God. Because when His words fill our words, we've become empowered to carry satisfying words to the world around us. And as we've talked about different times, it's not everybody's going to like them or accept them or even appreciate them. But it's God's job, it's the job of His Spirit to bring about conviction and change. You and I don't have that responsibility. We don't have that power or ability. But we can plant seeds. We can water those seeds. And we can trust God to bring about the harvest. So many times we talk in such a way that people aren't attracted to the church, let alone to Christ. And I wonder, in all of the online social media arguments that we get into, how much damage we're really doing when we believe we have to defend our position, our candidate of choice. And we do so in a way that is demeaning to others, that doesn't show respect, that doesn't give honor to people as a creation of God, that eventually dips into the mudslinging and name-calling and labeling, and mostly because it never started with listening. I've said it before, I'm not convinced that any of our arguments on social media are going to change anyone's mind. Not based on the content of the typical arguments that I see. And instead of presenting a truth of satisfaction, we come across as a very unsatisfied person. And God calls us to learn contentment. I believe contentment and satisfaction kind of walk hand in hand. When we learn to be satisfied with who God made us to be, that can be a tough one. Because there's always somebody we'd rather be like. And whether we've figured that out or not, it's that internal, I really don't like who I am. And so we start looking for who I can be like. And I think God would tell us if he could sit down and just whisper gently into his ear, "I love you. I already have one of them. I need one of you." And learning to be satisfied. I believe it's out of that satisfaction that God empowers and motivates us to do things that only we can do. Not that others wouldn't have the ability, but, well, it's, as he would put it, it's the good works that he created in advance for us to do. So as we pray today, I would encourage you to think about the words that others use towards you and use in your presence. When you start to view those as a harvest of the seeds that you've planted, how satisfied are you with the result? Is it time to plant different seed? To speak words that bring satisfaction to your hearers. And I'm not talking about what God would condemn as just speaking in order to tickle the ears, or I'm talking about speaking truth and love. I'm talking about speaking God's word that brings a contentment and satisfaction. And allow those seeds to bring back a harvest that is pleasant. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are indeed a God that loves us. You have given us all that we need for a life of godliness and contentment. And I confess there's so many times that I don't take advantage of that. I forget that. I question that. So, Father, help us today to speak words which contain those very seeds of satisfaction and contentment. To speak words of truth from your word. To examine the words that come back at us. And evaluate closely as to how they represent a harvest of what we've planted. Father, as we consider the words that we use. May we be more mindful than ever before about how they impact the lives of the people that hear them. May we be more deliberate about choosing words that build up, that encourage, even words that challenge and begin to poke at the heart of people, that your spirit would be able to change and transform them. Father, as I pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our communities. I pray that the words we speak to them would be words that are planting these seeds of satisfaction in their life. That we would take a careful inventory of how often we present to them the message that we don't have enough, or we need more, or a message that, whether we say it directly or not, makes it sound like God's, that you're not faithful in providing. So, Father, as we interact with the children, whether they're in our home or in our church family or our community, may we plant those seeds of contentment, those messages and words of your provision, of your love, of your care, of you being enough. And Father, in those times that we struggle and the things that we have seem so limited, may we continue to speak words about our trust. So that they would learn. To be satisfied with you. Father, today I pray that we would carefully, more carefully than ever before, guard our words. As we enter this first day of October and the national election just over a month away, the words flying around our nation are just so filled with dissatisfaction. It really doesn't matter what party you want to claim affiliation, people want to claim affiliation with. The vast majority of words that I'm seeing and hearing are dissatisfaction with those they disagree with. Rarely is it satisfaction with those we agree with. And so, Father, help us to filter our words and be more careful than ever before of what we're willing to expose our mind to. May we spend more and more time in your word so that we are filled with those words of satisfaction. That it would change the way we communicate. Father, today I pray that you would bring about a revival in our land, in our churches, in our communities, in our homes. I pray that you would forgive us for those times that we look at others and think they really need to change, without looking at ourselves and seeing that we really need to change. And so, Father, today as we make this choice, may the words of our mouth reap a harvest of satisfaction and contentment, because we use words which bring that to others. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.